This is You Know I Know, a podcast where you can come onto my house, drop your buffs, and learn something from this.
Gonna do the Anna Nicole show. She is so outrageous.
Hey guys, is this thing on? Let me unplug my little headphones here. I wanted to come on back and do episode 4 of the Anna Nicole show because I was going to do episode 3 and episode 4 at the same time, but episode 3 took a little longer than I thought it would. So I didn't want to make a 2-hour long podcast. But anyway, for those of you who may just now be joining me, welcome back to You Know I Know. I'm doing a little mini series of solo podcasts of me recapping the Anna Nicole show, my first time watching it. And it has been quite the journey. I'm now getting ready to do episode 4. Episode 3 was pretty triggering. And episode 4, I kind of want to give a trigger warning for this episode as well. If you do not like dentists and hearing drilling noises, I don't know. It was just, it's kind of sad. The whole episode was kind of sad, but you know, I'm trying to get through these two episodes so that potentially I can move on to the next set of episodes and it'll be a little bit better and more funny and not as dark and sad. So let's give it up for that. It was good to take a little break. I stepped away from the computer for a minute, had a chicken wrap, and just gathered my thoughts for a moment. I'm ready to get into this episode. So episode 4, again, it starts with a cold open of Anna talking. She's in a different kind of glam. It seems like she's in different glam for every cold open. She says, she never had a childhood. I'm like, bleak alert again. And then it says that, but since she never had a childhood, she's living her childhood now. She loves fast cars, fast men, and fast food. And they love talking about food. They love bringing up food and her weight. I guess that's just part of the show. So it goes to a talking head of Anna, and she says that she never really went to the dentist as a kid, so she's going to the dentist now and that she hates the dentist. And I feel like this is true for a lot of people. It's I think that dental work and things like that are a luxury. And unfortunately, it shouldn't be like that, of course, but it is. In a lot of cases, it's just too expensive to go to the dentist and it's too much of a hassle. And it just makes me sad again. God, I hate being sad. I thought this was going to be funny, you know? So she's got to go to the dentist and, yeah, she looks good in this talking head. She looks, it's just the stark difference between the talking heads and the stuff that they're filming, of her, like in her daily life. It's bizarre. But, you know, it gives me a little bit of hope because I'm like, you know, she looks good in these talking heads. She looks like she's aware that they're doing a reality show, that she's like excited about, that she's ready to work, you know. It just makes me sad that whenever they cut to her like walking around, they're constantly zooming in on her tripping and stumbling and falling over and eyes like kind of glazed over and falling asleep and slurring her words. It's like, oh, it's just not right. It's just not right. This is such a sad show. Okay, so it's kind of cutting to her like waking up really early. Looks like it's like maybe 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. I don't know. She looks, it's like dark out still. And she's like waking up. She says she didn't sleep all night, that she's been having like problems with her teeth and she's been grinding down her teeth. And she just seems like she's in a lot of pain. There's a talking head of Howard where he says that in order to distract her from going to the dentist, that he gives her a book to read in the car, a Henry Miller classic, but it's a sexual book. Okay. This scene disgusted me. I'll say that, quite frankly. It was so gross. He says in the book that, so the book, the part that he's reading right now, I guess, is about two grown men and a woman who is a, he says a slur, for, I guess they're called little people. And instead of saying a little person, he says a slur that I won't say. So immediately I was like, okay. It was just like, okay, interesting, but, you know, weird. And they basically, in this book, they start saying the C word. They say, and I was like, whoa, I did not expect that. And it's just going into graphic detail of these two men trying to, like, have sex with a little person. And it's not like it's like a loving, healthy sexual experience, because, hey, everyone that's an adult and that is consenting deserves to have, you know, whatever kind of sexual experience they want to have, as long as it's, you know, healthy and consensual. But this was more like they're like going into graphic kind of gross detail about them having sex, I guess, with a little person. And yeah, the whole thing was just weird. And they keep saying the C word and talking about sexual stuff. And it was just the whole scene made me uncomfortable. I was like, we really didn't have to include this in the episode in any way, shape, or form. So I'm going to kind of skip over the rest of that, because I was just like, this is inappropriate. I hope that didn't come off as me like trying to say like two grown men and one like little person. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, it sounded inappropriate the way they were describing the interaction between these three people. Whatever. Anyway, moving on. Anyway, it kind of cuts back to her. You know, they're still in the car. They've already had this weird book exchange. And then she's just like nervous about going to the dentist. And she says that they're going to have to put her to sleep because Vicodin ain't going to cut it. Yeah. I found that to be interesting that they kind of included her talking about pain pills within the first 5 minutes of the episode. I was like, oh, okay, so they're going to include that clip as well. Whoever's editing this show is just like, it's so bizarre. I don't know. Let's see. So they get to the dentist. They have to ride the elevator up, and she like kisses the rosary. She blesses herself with the holy water. She is a holy woman. And she's not afraid to shout. Yeah, she looks nervous. For sure. And I get that. It's a scary place. I mean, going to the dentist is not comfortable. I don't think anyone like loves going to the dentist unless you're just going to get like a cleaning. And sometimes you're like, oh, I'm looking forward to that because I'm going to feel so good afterwards. I'm going to feel like, you know, a new person. I have to say I do enjoy like going and getting like a cleaning done, but no one likes to go to get like dental work done. You know what I mean? Like cavities, fillings, root canals, anything like that. No, of course. Nobody like loves that. But I just thought it was kind of funny because like the last episode she was in the tattoo parlor just like doing totally fine. But also I get it, you know, the dentist is really scary. You kind of are trapped underneath these lights and these kind of scary sounds, and it's all very medical. And yeah, I can totally see why people will be afraid of the dentist. But yeah, she says that she just wants to be knocked out good. She wants to go. She does not want to be awake for this experience. And I don't blame her. And they just keep showing her tripping, just walking into the dentist office, like, and I'm like, y'all don't have to include that. Like, it's, I don't know. I would love to see like how they got away with this, and if like she, what her thoughts are watching this first season, because I think what there's two or three seasons. I don't really know. I'm actually kind of curious about that because. Let's see, Anna Nicole Show. How many seasons? And you can skip through this if you already know, and I'm just like being annoying, but I'm just kind of curious. Like I said, I haven't done too much research on the show because I don't want to be spoiled. And I don't want to know what happened. Okay, it says there's two seasons on the Wikipedia page. Well, anyway. So I just wonder if like they filmed the first season and then she if she watched it back and was, if anything changes within the second season, if they get more of like a budget or something, I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean it's an endearing show, but it's uncomfortable to watch. I will say that again and again and again. But she does make a really funny joke, kind of like a slapstick comedy moment of. Her is like they go up to the dentist office and there's like a line of dentists and it shows her and she recognizes that she's about to go into the dentist and she walks right past the door and like it was funny. Like I could tell it was, you know, it was a joke. And I feel like you could edit that to make her look like she didn't know where she was going or something, but no, like she was in on that joke. So let's give it up for Anna. She does have a really good sense of humor. She knows how to make a joke. The dentist, it goes to a talking head, like an on the what's it called? On the fly talking head of the dentist, and his name is Nick Luizzi DDS. I had to look him up. You know, of course, I was like, who is this dentist that's like letting them film in here and letting them film his dental work with Anna Nicole. I mean, I found out that he does not participate in ZocDoc at the moment. Sponsor me, ZocDoc. Yeah, I couldn't find too much on him. there were some reviews from like 7 years ago, 10 years ago online, but nothing much. So I don't really know if he's, I guess he's still a practicing dentist. There was a phone number to book an appointment, but I didn't call it. but yeah, I was. You know, just trying to figure out who this guy was. Looks like he's still practicing, but not much I could find on him. So don't know if that's a good sign or not. But he seems like a nice guy. He says that she needs to have about 20 crowns done. And I was like, dang, that is quite the day of being in the dentist's office. But yeah, he seems like nice. He seems to be like kind of trying to make her feel comfortable. He's using like a really calm tone of voice and things like that. And yeah, so I think he does a good job of making her feel comfortable. It shows them in the dentist office and she was there from 9 a.m. to like 12 or 1 or something like that. So it was about 4 hours of dental work. And he says, she did beautifully. She did really good. And that was it. So this is where the episode kind of got weird for me because it cuts to 2 weeks later, you know, flash forward. She's feeling better. She's like, it took me about 2 weeks to heal and now I'm feeling better. So I invited my friend Kelly over to play Twister. Who's Kelly? I want to know more about Kelly. I tried to like, I mean, her Chiron just says Kelly, Anna's friend. And I don't know who she is. So I'm going to look her up right now. Kelly Dowdle? Who's Kelly Dowdle? Wait. Maybe. I don't know if that's her or not. I'm going to keep looking her up. I'm going to do a little research because I don't know who this woman was. It go, but anyway, it flashes to their house and her and Kelly are playing Twister. And I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be cute. And then it Anna in a talking head says, I love Kelly or something like that. And I wanted her to come to the dentist with me. So she was also at the dentist. Flashback to them at the dentist. And it says 2 weeks ago. And I was like, wait, why didn't you just like start off with this? Like, why do we have to flash forward and then flash back within like 5 minutes? It was weird. And Kelly has an on the fly interview where she's like in the dentist chair and she goes, and first of all, she looks like a like WWE wrestling champ. She looks hot and cool. And she's just like, Anna really loves my teeth. And so I'm here to kind of get my teeth modeled for Anna because Anna wants my teeth. And then a talking head of Anna saying like, oh, Kelly has like long teeth. So I wanted to get her teeth and I want my teeth to be longer like hers. I don't know what she meant by that, but I kind of get it. My teeth are like small. I think I've had my fair share of dental issues. I had braces for several years. I've had teeth pulled. I've had retainers. I've had surgery on my mouth because I had like this, one of my front teeth was, when I lost the baby tooth, the adult tooth, I guess you would say, never grew down. So I was walking around with a big hole right in the front of my mouth for like a full school year. Yeah. And I was like, this should have been, this shouldn't have happened. So they had to like go in and get surgery. And apparently there was like some sort of cartilage that was blocking my, you know, big tooth from growing down into my mouth. And so they had to remove that. And then I had to get braces to assist in pulling that tooth down. But I was scared I was just going to be walking around with one front tooth. And I was like, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, sweetie. And they got it. And then I had to have a permanent retainer put behind my front two teeth to hold it in place or it would shoot back up into my head, as my orthodontist said. Yeah. Shout out to Dr. I think his name is Chumbly. But yeah, my teeth are like, I don't know, they're like small kind of. I was like, should I get veneers? But I don't care that much about that. Let's see here. Yeah, that was a weird kind of a continuity error or something like that within the editing of the episode. It was definitely different. So, cuts to Anna – or, no, sorry, cuts to Kelly, the friend we were just introduced to, at the dentist with her. And then that was it. It was really weird. They make a mold of her teeth and then – we like never see Kelly again. So it cuts back to their house again 2 weeks later, and they're waiting outside on Bobby Trendy to come with the rest of the furniture. Bobby Trendy. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bobby Trendy, who I did go ahead and look up. He has a Wikipedia page, by the way. But I didn't know. It seems like that was kind of like all he did. It says that he was an interior designer for the Anna Nicole show. And that was all the Wikipedia page really said. So who is this guy? Like, literally, is he still working? Does he have a website? It looked like he had an Instagram. I did see that. But he doesn't have a website or anything that comes up. I'm going to go look at his Instagram right now. Oh, one of my friends follows him. That's funny. Okay, his Instagram is showing him. It's all Throwback Thursdays of him with Paris Hilton, him with Lance Bass, Usher. Okay, I'm just like looking at his. Oh, Alicia Keys. Okay. So he loves that he hangs out with famous people. It's like, okay. You want to be famous so bad. There's a picture of him with Casey Johnson, RIP, Paris Hilton, and Nikki Hilton, and Liv, someone that I don't know. Okay, so what? Are you still working, or are you just kind of like throwing it back to when you would hang out with famous people? I'm not sure, but hey, do you, queen? I'm a fan. He's a really good, what's the word I'm looking for? He's a really good addition to the show because I think he brings like some energy and he brings some fun to it, which is needed because the show is really dark, really dark. Let's see. So yeah, they're like waiting on him, and it shows them standing there, and then it like the camera flash, like the camera just kind of turns to the right, and it's as if they were like action, because he comes up already like halfway in frame, like, okay guys, let's start moving in her stuff. I loved that. I was like, they could have cut it a little bit earlier to where it didn't look like they said action, but hey. Okay. Oh, I actually took notes about Bobby. So I wrote down that Bobby has a Wikipedia page, and his real name is Raymond John Murrow, also known as Bobby Trendy, is an American interior decorator, fashion designer, and television appearance. Whoa, television personality, best known for his appearance on the Anna Nicole Show. And that's really like all it said, which we just discussed. He got a talking head, like not like an on the fly, like he got like an actual one, like in glam. And he basically just says that he's excited about all the new furniture that they finally got, and it's all like arriving finally. He says that he would describe Anna's style as traditional, classy, with a little bit of a French touch to it. Now, I wouldn't necessarily describe it as that. I would describe it as many other things and probably the exact opposite of that. But hey, we love to see it. You're the designer. Apparently. Oh yeah, and he says that apparently Anna's favorite color is green, and that she loves the color green. And I was like, oh my God, sisters, because I love green. Yes, green, it represents so many things. It represents earth. It represents, to me, it represents earth, trees, grass, groundedness, and money. Kind of just kidding about the money part. I just like to like nature, but I think I was also talking. I've been watching Avatar: The Last Airbender, and I can't decide if I'm an earthbender or an airbender. I think I'm more air, but I love like plants, and my room is full of plants, so I do love green. I do love green. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, and then he like flashes these pillows to Anna Nicole Smith, and he goes, normally these pillows are worth $500, but we got them just for you. Again, who is paying Bobby Trendy? Does she have money at this point? I don't think she does. I mean, like, I don't think so. I'm at a place in my life right now where I want to watch the documentary. There was a documentary that just came out on Netflix a couple months ago, and I've yet to watch it. So I'm like, should I watch it or should I finish the season first and then watch it? I mean, I don't know. I probably should just like finish the season first and then watch it so that I can like continue to make notes and record the podcast and things like that. Dude, I just got really congested out of nowhere. Oh. I can feel like my nose is like closing up. I have horrid allergies, man. I've had sinus surgery too on my face. They had to go up and like open up my sinus cavity. Like, ooh, it was a painful surgery. So they go up to her room, Anna and Bobby Trendy, and he's kind of like describing like, okay, what do we want to do with this bedroom? And she's just like, I want lep. Oh, no. Okay, I think that's in a minute. She's just kind of talking to Bobby, and she just says that she's like adding things last minute. She's like, well, I want leopard in my room too. And he's like, oh, okay. And then she trips, and they make sure to show it. Yeah, this is go yeah. They go up to her room, and she's just talking about how she wants the whole room in pink, like everything pink, because it's her favorite color. And I was like, I thought you liked green. Where did the green come from? That was like kind of like a jump scare for me. But she says that she likes pink because it's her favorite color and it's feminine and foo-foo. And she's a foo-foo kind of girl. I was like, foo-foo. It reminded me of Frou-Frou, which I think was the band that Imogen Heap was in, where they go, let go, let go, just dive in. Let go, let go. Just dive in. There's no what you're waiting for. It's all right. 'Cause there's beauty in the breakdown. Which I love that. And I love the Garden State soundtrack. I mean, that's so cliche. But that's okay because, like I said, I'm kind of a basic kind of girl. I said that last episode. But yeah, she wants the whole room in pink. And then it cuts to a talking head of Bobby Trendy. And he's like, basically what Anna wants is like a prom dress exploded. And I was like, that was cute. That was a good like way to describe it, I think. Which is totally the opposite of traditional classy with a little bit of a French touch to it. And it's like, can you guys like make up your mind? I'm so sick of this. And then he's like trying to describe her room with her. And he's like, okay, what if we did like, we have like tent, we make a tent around your room. Cleopatra's, what did he call it? Hold on. I took a note. Yeah. He's like, it's kind of like Cleopatra's tent with a chandelier and like a harem tent or something like that. And I was like, what? We're getting a little bit weird in describing this, but okay, I guess I can see the vision. I do love the idea of like fabric hanging from a ceiling and like a canopy kind of vibe. I do love that. I have to say, I think that'd be fun. And then it jump cuts to her and Kimmy seesawing on like a pillow. Now I'm looking at Kimmy a little differently these days, just because after finding out that she has a full portrait tattooed of Anna Nicole on her arm and her name, I was just like, this is different. And now I'm seeing like her and Kimmy riding a pillow and going, seesaw, seesaw, is a little bit creepier than it was initially whenever she did bouncy on her in trashy lingerie, which was creepy enough as it was, but it at least made me laugh. Now I'm like, I'm a little bit scared. I'm like, it was weird. Hey, I'm not gonna judge. But then there's like a talking head of Anna. She says that they're like sisters. And that they're really close and stuff like that. And it shows Kimmy and Anna just like hanging out. And Kimmy goes, your lips smell yummy. I was like, okay. And then they literally do a full kiss on the mouth that lasts like way longer than it should have. And I was like, whoa. I was like I was not laughing. I was like, record scratch, which I can't find that again. I'm going to have to add that to the sounds. But I was like, whoa, like that's crazy to me. Like, hey, I'm not against people kissing people, okay? But I'm just saying, like, the relationship is different. I'll just say that. It made me feel uncomfortable, and I want to discuss that more, and I want to look up Kimmy so bad. You guys don't understand how much I want to, like, look up these people, and there's got to be, like, a YouTube video of where are they now. I know there is, and if there's not, I'm going to have to make it after I do some research, because I need to know, honey. Yeah, it's just a different – I'm just, like – having a moment of silence for that. And then they cut to a talking head of Anna where she's like, even though me and Kimmy are really close, we still have arguments. And we have spats and stuff like that, mostly about Magic Kingdom. Magic Mountain. Not Magic Kingdom. That's in Disney World. Magic Mountain. I was like, what? And then I'm just like, okay, maybe this episode, the through line is supposed to be about facing your fears, because it talks about Anna being scared to go to the dentist. And then it talks about Kimmy being scared of going to Magic Mountain. It shows a jump cut to Six Flags. And I was like, hell yeah, this sounds fun. Like, I love a Six Flags moment. I love a amusement park moment. I love a roller coaster moment. It's really fun. But Kimmy's being a little brat. But Because she's, quote, scared to ride a roller coaster. Now, I was like having empathy for being scared of the dentist, and I can also have empathy for being scared of going and riding a roller coaster and scared of heights and things like that. Totally get phobias. I love looking up phobias and random ones. I think it's really entertaining. However, if you're scared to ride the ride, don't ride the ride. She wasn't necessarily scared to get her tongue pierced last episode, and like, yeah, she went full pale as a ghost. She totally passed out on the table, but this, she wasn't scared. But oh my God, I just realized I didn't have this light on the whole time. Hold on a second, guys. I've been filming this podcast on for YouTube, and I forgot to turn on my. I don't know if that made it better or worse. Damn. We're 30 minutes in now. I can't restart. Did you hear my breath do a weird thing right there? It was okay. So anyway, she's being a brat because she doesn't want to get on the rides and she doesn't want to like even be at the park. They're arguing in the car on the way to Magic Mountain. So it is called. Yeah. And I'm just like, just don't go. Like, if it's that big of a deal, just don't go. But Anna, like, really wanted her to go. So if you want to make her happy, then go and try to be in a good mood about it. But I don't know. Now I'm like conflicted. Now I'm conflicted because I'm like, if you don't want to go, don't go. But you're in a weird parasocial relationship with Anna where she's not just like your boss, but she's like your like lover or your friend, and you also idolize her and you've got her tattooed on you. So it is definitely a weird power dynamic there. So she can't just like not go, and she can't also just like go and not ride the rides because Anna's like, you have to ride the ride with me. I want you to ride the rides. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This show is really uncomfortable. Anyway, so the whole family's there, including Daniel and Howard K. Stern. Freaks me out. He's scary. I don't like the energy. If it was just about Anna like being funny, I would love it so much more than having to see Howard and this weird relationship with Kimmy. And yeah. Like if it was just about like her and Bobby Trindy decorating her room and her going to trashy lingerie, I would love that. But yeah, they're arguing in the car on the way over there, and then it's not like a funny, like, come on, like, you're gonna ride the ride, it's gonna be fine, like, come on. No, she starts saying that Kimmy's being a B word, an F and B word. And I was just like, whoa, this just got real. This just got real, okay? It seems like they're really comfortable with cussing each other out and calling each other names, and maybe not necessarily Kimmy, but like Anna is really comfortable with cussing them out in public, and anytime that they get into an argument, it kind of resorts to just like calling each other names and cussing each other out. But Kimmy's just like, I just don't want to go. I just don't want to go. And of course, Kimmy's driving the car. I was also wondering if we would ever see Anna Nicole behind the wheel of a car during this show. She definitely doesn't seem like she is able to drive a car at this point because she seems kind of like she's like under the influence of something for the majority of anytime they're filming outside. She's like fully blackout. So I don't know if she's able to drive, but I was just kind of curious if she will be driving at all during the show. I don't think we've ever seen her drive yet. In four episodes, we've just seen her being driven around by either Howard or Kimmy. But they get there, you know, they're arguing a little bit and it seems really stressful, but they, you know, Kimmy's like in a talking head. She's like, well, we're just going to start out on a little ride, very simple. And it's like a baby roller coaster. But Kimmy says it's still too much for her and that she was immediately feeling sick. So I'm kind of like, are you scared of heights or are you scared of, or you just, or they just like, you get motion sickness? Cause hey, I know that I get car sick and motion sickness pretty easily, especially car sick. I can't even like look at my phone. I have to kind of stare straight ahead like this, or I will like, you'll have to pull over and I'll have to get out and walk around and get some fresh air. Take a couple Dramamine for real. Shout out to Dramamine. I'm almost out of my giant Coke Zero. This thing is as big as my head. Whew, man. I literally am pickling my body with aspartame. So anyway, yeah, the baby roller coaster was like an interesting place to start. It actually looked pretty fast, and it looked kind of like, it looked pretty fun. It was just kind of giving carnival ride, you know? Oh, and they took Sugar Pie. I was like, Sugar Pie! I love Sugar Pie. My favorite character. Sugar Pie. My unproblematic fave. Although she does hump this bear a lot, apparently, without the bear's consent. I'm like, her? But yeah, I mean, Anna Nicole seems like she's having a good time. She's taking pictures with fans. She's riding the rides, like, and her family is there. You know, Daniel's there, her kid. And I think, oh my God, when the British slips out, I think. When, I don't know, I just think that, like, her and Daniel, they have fun together because Daniel's not going to cuss her out. He's never said anything bad about her. He's just kind of like chilling. He seems like a very sweet energy. I get like just really kind of chill vibes from him. And really, Anna, if we're going to be honest, he's probably the only one that you can actually trust out of any of them. Like, whew, God. But yeah, they're really sweet together. And I kind of always get a little bit emotional when I see them together. And Anna convinces Kimmy to get on the biggest and baddest ride, Goliath. And she said biggest and baddest, and she said it in a certain way that immediately I'm transported to Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. I'm the meanest and the baddest of all the whites. I love that movie. I'm recapping it on here. Is it problematic? Yes, I'm sure it is. But, and is it exploitative? Yeah, I can say that. Well, I'm kombucha girl. Yes. Well, you know, whatever. It's a movie. Okay. I'm not like, you know, all I can do is watch it and react, you know? But yeah, Anna's having fun and I'm literally like Howard and Kimmy, if you guys ruin her day, I'm going to be so mad at you guys. Seriously, let her have fun for once. My God. She wants to go to Magic Mountain. I would have been there with her riding these rides, not complaining, like having fun, taking pictures of her and her fans. Probably would have gotten like a corn dog together and just been like walking around and having a good time, not complaining and being annoying like Kimmy and Howard. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to be mad at you, Kimmy. You have really hurt me this episode. I'm like, grow up. Is that mean? I don't know. But yeah, she convinced Kimmy to ride Goliath, and I'm like, whoa. Like, she didn't even want to ride the baby ride, but now you're getting her on the biggest roller coaster. Like, okay, like, she did it. Kimmy cries on the ride. And I felt kind of bad, but I was also like, can you not? Like, can you literally, like, just stop? just have fun. Like, don't cry. And then poor Anna's having to console her at the end of the ride. Like, she couldn't have fun because Kimmy can't stop crying. It's like, Kimmy, just don't ride. Just don't. Like, just go to the bathroom. Like, that's what I would do. I'm like, oh, I feel sick. I'm throwing up. You guys go have fun, though. I'm going to go, like, use the bathroom, or, like, I'm going to go sit in the car or something. Like, I don't feel good. Like, literally make up an excuse. Don't put Anna through this misery. You guys love to and are absolutely obsessed with putting Anna through misery. And that's something that I know for sure. And it's like, don't. But Daniel got sick. Like, he was, like, saying that his stomach hurt, that he ate on the way there, and he's feeling sick. And then they're like, okay, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Oh, and I also noticed some Kimmy ADR. I was like, whoa, is this our first ADR of the series? Like, that was interesting. She just, like, she says in this ADR, she's like, I tried to convince them to leave, but they were not wanting to go. They were just having too much fun. And I was like, oh, that's ADR. It was like she was talking to Howard or something, but really, it was ADR. And I love an ADR moment. And when we get to Top Model, baby, we got lots of ADR to discuss. But then it was like, you know, they're having too much fun. They don't want to leave, even though Kimmy's ready to go. She's like, Daniel's sick. Like, we have to go. And Anna's like, not yet. We have one more ride. And they do the skydiving ride. And it's more or less like they put you in a harness and pull you up freaking high and let you go. And I've done this ride before. Not that one, because I never went to Six Flags in California, but there's one at the Six Flags in Kentucky, I think. Oh my God, I'm feeling congested. Anyway, and me and my friends did it once when we were in high school, and it was horrifying. And I'm like, not even like I will ride a roller coaster. I'll do like stuff like that. I don't necessarily love the idea of heights necessarily. But I wasn't, you know, scared at all. I was just like, whatever. Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it. And when we were up there, I was like, I'm a little bit scared. And they let go, dude. I'll never forget it. Me and my two best friends, we screamed, and we were all three like, yeah, I don't know if we will ever do that again. And we're all kind of like daredevils, you know. We were like, yeah, like, that's totally fine. Yeah, it was scary. It was really scary. So the fact that I thought it was scary, and then I saw, like, Kimmy was about to get in there, and she already was crying. I was like, oh, girl, you're going to be freaked out. But they make it through it. They make it through it. And then they're heading home, and it cuts to a talking head of Anna, and she's just like, you know what? Kimmy and them might not have had fun, but I had a blast. And I was like, thank God for once we get to see Anna saying that she had fun today. You know, even though she had to console Kimmy and Howard was there, it's like she still had fun. And I was like, thank God for that. So let's celebrate that. Yeah. Then they get home, and the episode ends with them like randomly kind of being like, Howard, a talking head of Howard, and he's like, Anna Nicole, her teeth are still hurting, so she's gonna have to go back to the dentist. I was like, the dentist again. Like, when are we gonna get through? No more dentist. Like, we don't need to see this anymore. And he calls the dentist, and he's like, okay, we're coming in now. Come on, Anna, we're getting you in now. He's like on the phone, you're not gonna believe it. Her teeth, it's doing the thing again. Okay, on it. Come on, Anna, we're going. And it's like emergency trip to the dentist. And then that's like how it ends. Oh, yeah. Well, it ends with her being like, Howard's like, I told Anna that it was not going to hurt at all. She was not going to feel any pain. It was going to be quick and easy. And then there's like just like an establishing shot of the dentist's office where you can't see anything. It just looks like the dentist, and they're supposed to be in there apparently. And then there's like a clip of Anna screaming, and then a drill, and then Anna being like, well, Howard lied. And then it's like, and that was how the episode ended. Howard lying. So I guess let's get used to that. This episode was not my favorite. And I was really rooting for Anna to have fun, and I was really upset with Kimmy being annoying. Highlights of the last two episodes, because I didn't do it on the last one because I forgot. I think the highlight of episode three, let me think. Probably episode three was really, I didn't like it because it was like weird and about like an eating contest. I don't know. This show is disturbing to me. But I guess the best part was when I found out that Kimmy had a tattoo of Anna Nicole on her. I was like, whoa. Did it make me laugh or anything? No. But I guess you could also really say that the scenes with her and Bobby Trendy discussing what they want to do with her room and all the random crazy ideas. Like, I want to see what they end up looking like, actually. I think those are fun. I love a moment like that. And then my favorite episode of, or my favorite takeaway from episode four, I don't know. It just was not a good episode. The dentist, the weird use of slurs in the beginning with the, yeah. Honestly, the best part of episode four was the 0.3 seconds we get of Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear. Oh my God. Sugar Bear. Now I'm on my, I'm on my Honey Boo Boo. Dang, I haven't thought about them in years. The 0.3 seconds we get of Sugar Pie pissing at Magic Mountain. I was like, yes. She's my favorite character. So that's going to do it for episodes three and four today, episode four. How many episodes are in this season? Because, like, no offense, but it's just, like, not as fun as I thought it was going to be, and I want to move on to something else. So I'm going to try to, like, kind of make it through the next few episodes of season one, and I already have some ideas for, like, what my next series is going to be and some other interviews that I have coming up. With people that, yeah, we're going to be discussing a lot of different shows on here that you guys are going to, like, not necessarily expect. Some of them you will, some of them you won't. And I'm just excited to get into it. This has been a trip, but anyway, I appreciate you guys coming in. Great. Try to pick out the fun parts and the happy parts. So fingers crossed. yeah, until next time, I've been Zach Day, and I will forever be Zach Day. Thank you guys for coming to You Know I Know. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram, all over the internet, at You Know Zach, and please feel free to let me know where you're at in the series. I want to discuss this with you all. Okay. Love you. Bye.